In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lernt Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 23. Wer spricht da? Who's that speaking? Can you remember the two ladies in the last lesson who were sitting in the lobby of the Hotel Europa making comments about people who went by? They talked about Dr. Thürmann, and one of the ladies asked about his profession.
Und sein Beruf?
The other lady, wrongly as it turns out, said she thought he was a professor. Her friend then asked her whether Dr. Thürmann was married. Note the use of the masculine article in the third person singular.
Und seine Frau?
Next, the two ladies spoke about a young French woman. Note the use of the feminine article in the third person singular.
Ihre Mutter ist Französin.
Meanwhile, X is sitting beside Andreas at the reception desk. Andreas has finished his work and is reading something. But X won't leave him in peace. Listen to their conversation. It has something to do with seeing, sehen, and not seeing, nicht sehen.
Andreas! Was machst du?
Lesen.
Was liest du?
Ich lese ein Buch. Das siehst du doch.
Ich sehe nichts. Ich sehe gar nichts. Ich bin unsichtbar und sehe nichts.
Ex sieht nichts und stört viel.
Ex maintains that she can't see anything. Listen once again. Ex asks Andreas what he's doing. He answers her in one word. Reading.
Lesen.
X isn't satisfied with this answer, so she asks, "What are you reading?"
Was liest du?
Andreas answers impatiently that he's reading a book.
Ich lese ein Buch.
And because he doesn't want to be disturbed by any more questions, he adds, "You can see that."
Das siehst du doch.
X replies that she can see nothing, nichts. And because she's feeling a little annoyed, she goes further and says she can see nothing at all, gar nichts.
Ich sehe nichts. Ich sehe gar nichts.
She says this is because she's invisible. Unsichtbar.
Ich bin unsichtbar und sehe nichts.
Andreas knows perfectly well that X is invisible, but he also knows that she can see perfectly. Andreas says that X may not be able to see, but she's disturbing him. Sie stört.
X sieht nichts und stört viel.
But even this doesn't silence her. X says she's hungry, and before he knows where he is, Andreas is going out to eat, essen, with X and Frau Berger. Listen to the conversation. How does this come about?
So, fertig. Ex, was ist?
Ich habe Hunger.
Ex hat Hunger?
Sowieso. Hunger. Ich habe Hunger.
Ich habe auch Hunger.
Guten Abend, Frau Berger.
Gehen wir zusammen essen?
Das ist eine gute Idee. Aber sagen Sie mal, wer spricht da? Ich sehe nur Sie.
Ich bin doch Bauchredner.
Ach was.
Aber... Das ist mein Geheimnis.
As you heard, X says she's hungry. At that moment, Frau Berger comes to the reception desk and says that she's hungry too. Listen to the conversation once again. Andreas has just finished reading his book and is about to go home. There, finished, he says.
So, fertig.
X says she has tummy ache. And then she explains that she's hungry.
Ich habe Hunger.
Frau Berger hears this and says she's hungry too.
Ich habe auch Hunger.
But before Andreas has a chance to say anything, X says, shall we all go out to eat? Frau Berger assumes that she is included in the invitation and replies, that's a good idea.
Das ist eine gute Idee.
Frau Berger has noticed a strange voice whenever she talks to Andreas, and she wants to know what it is. She can't, of course, see X because she's invisible. She asks, who's that speaking?
Wer spricht da?
Turning to Andreas, she says, I can only see you.
Ich sehe nur sie.
You know how Andreas and X got to know each other. But how can Andreas try to explain that X is an elf who jumped out of a book he was reading? He suddenly has an idea and says, I'm a ventriloquist.
Ich bin doch Bauchredner.
But then he adds quickly that that is his secret, Geheimnis.
Aber das ist mein Geheimnis.
And before Frau Berger has time to think about this, X says, let's go.
Los geht's!
And in a moment, after the melody, we'll come back to some of the grammar points you've learned today. As you know by now, verbs in German are inflected, which means they change their endings according to whether they're expressed in the first, second, or third person. Listen first to the infinitive form of the verb to read, lesen.
Lesen. Lesen.
The verb endings are added on to the stem of the verb. To form the stem, you remove the en ending from the infinitive. The stem of this verb is therefore les. In the first person singular, the ending e is added.
Ich lese.
Ich lese ein Buch.
Some verbs, like lesen, are irregular. This means that the verb changes its stem in the second and third person singular. Listen to the example.
Lesen. Lesen. Du liest.
Was liest du?
The verb to speak, sprechen, is also irregular.
Sprechen. Sprechen.
The verb stem is sprech, but this changes in the second and third person singular.
Er spricht.
Wer spricht da?
The verb to see, sehen, is also irregular.
Sehen. Sehen.
The stem is seh, but this changes in the second and third person singular. In the second person singular, this becomes
du siehst.
Das siehst du doch.
And the third person singular is...
Sie sieht.
Ex sieht nichts.
Today you've also heard the word for nothing. Nichts. Listen again.
Nichts.
Ich sehe nichts. Ex sieht nichts.
Listen to the dialogues once again. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Lesen.
Was liest du?
Ich lese ein Buch. Das siehst du doch.
Ich sehe nichts. Ich sehe gar nichts. Ich bin unsichtbar und sehe nichts.
Ex sieht nichts und stört viel.
And then Frau Berger, Andreas and Ex all go out for a meal together.
So, fertig.
Au, au, mein Bauch tut weh.
Ex, was ist?
Ich habe Hunger.
Ex hat Hunger?
Sowieso. Hunger, ich habe Hunger.
Ich habe auch Hunger.
Ach, guten Abend, Frau Berger.
Gehen wir zusammen essen?
Das ist eine gute Idee. Aber sagen Sie mal, wer spricht da? Ich sehe nur Sie.
Ich bin doch Bauchredner.
Ach was.
Aber das ist mein Geheimnis.
Los geht's!
And you can find out what happens at the restaurant in the next lesson. Until then, it's goodbye for now.
Tschüss, Ihre Unsichtbare.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.